The American plane that reached Myanmar took off from a base in Thailand, about 90 miles southeast of Bangkok. NPR's Diwali Saikauta was there, and she has more on the international aid effort.
It's only one military aircraft, and it carried just 28,000 pounds of emergency aid. But it was also carrying a message that the United States wants to help, and help in many ways.
Three United States ships are approaching the southwest coast of Burma.
That's Admiral Timothy Keating, head of the U.S. Pacific Command, speaking before he boarded the C-130.
They will remain in international water and can provide even more rotary wing airlift to the people of Burma. We can offer these assets and will when I present a letter to Burmese authorities very shortly.
Bill Berger, leader of the USAID Disaster Assistance Response Team, also traveled with Admiral Keating to try to lobby the Myanmar government to allow in more foreign aid workers.
In a disaster of this magnitude, you need a lot of expertise, people that understand the situation, how to address getting people back up on their feet once they've been stabilized, needs of water and sanitation.
The UN would welcome the added expertise. Richard Horsey with the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says they're scaling up relief efforts, but not quickly enough.
We are not at the scale that we need to be at this stage, and that is a huge worry, not only because these people are desperate for the assistance, but it could lead to a second phase of this disaster, and that could be as deadly as the initial cyclone itself.
Cyclone victims are starting to make their way to Yangon from the hard-hit Irrawaddy Delta, and many are crowding into schools, monasteries, and hospitals. Melanie Brooks with CARE International says children in particular are vulnerable to waterborne diseases.
A 2-year-old child, for example, can die of diarrhea in as little as 2 days if they don't have access to clean water and if they don't have medical treatment.
The junta that rules Myanmar insisted on holding a nationwide referendum on a new constitution while hundreds of thousands anxiously waited for international aid. But the UN's Terry Skavdal urges understanding.
Myanmar has been a closed country for many years. It also means that there are a lot of knowledge that's not there about how, for example, the international response system work in a disaster situation.
Han Myin U, author of The River of Lost Footsteps, A History of Burma, and grandson of former UN Secretary General U Thant, offers an explanation for the junta's paranoia.
I think at the heart of the government's suspicion is both this long history of foreign intervention, including armed intervention in the country, not just during the colonial period and before, but even much more recently in Burmese history, where China and the US and other countries have backed foreign insurgencies. And more recently, in the last 15 years, the government feels that there is an all-out conspiracy against them by Western governments, by Western organizations, aimed at regime change.
And that includes humanitarian aid workers, he says. But U.S., U.N., and other officials say they stand ready to help with relief efforts whenever Myanmar gives them the green light to go in. Diwali Saikautau, NPR News, Bangkok.